and Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the City of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, we go shopping at Biden Mart.
And also, something does not smell right in Israel post-concert where people are committing suicide after surviving.
Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. Once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis.
The show that is, of course, covering the two most controversial things on the planet, faith and politics. In fact, so much so that it may need Jesus to be the referee.
It's good. It's good to have you back, by the way, too.
It is good to be back. I'm going to give myself my own applause.
Your own applause.
Stop.
Absolutely. That's all you get. Hey, everyone, head on over to churchandstate.media where you can download all of our episodes and share them with your friends and the people you dislike, because we do enjoy triggering the left on this show. And if we can infuriate some pink-haired Starbucks drinking Subaru driving,
yes,
vegetarian, vegan, something
like
that.
Did you like the meme I sent you about free Palpatine?
Oh, that was great. Yeah, it was so good.
Some lefty said, hey, free Palpatine. And there's a little picture of, and the I think the lady's name was like, her name was Zim, didn't matter, but Emperor Palpatine, his face is like,
excellent, good. Embrace the hate. These people don't even know what they stand for. You can also take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. Let's talk about gold and silver, Gabe.
Yeah, I want to talk about it. I'm going to steal your thunder. Here's why. Because we've just survived Eclipse Day. Mm-hmm. Of course, CERN was opening.
I was terrified.
Everything. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Like, guys, how many more of these weird days we're going to survive before you actually do something to get prepared? Because one of these times, hey, something is going to happen. I didn't think anything was going to happen.
No, you and I both
day.
Didn't believe anything
didn't
was going to happen. But it's
day.
A sign.
But
that's
I'm telling
what
you
I
guys,
thought.
Get ready. Oh, yeah. I'm talking seven cities called Nineveh. Over the sign of Cetus in the sky.
Jonah.
And of course, the town Jonah went through. And then,
All these kinds different of stuff things.
Going on. But guys, how many more times does God have to shake his people, give you a warning? You should have been praying that day. I was praying. I went live. And of course, we're going to actually show some footage when I was at the Ark Encounter. Really cool event. Please get prepared. Go get gold. Go get silver. Get doubloons. You can actually convert your IRAs into a non-taxed solid asset investment that your stockbroker cannot compete with. Because a lot of stock people, they're going to tell you, no, don't do this. You need paper gold. What do you say to paper gold? You say, get behind me, Satan. Because paper gold doesn't do anything. You need to have solid,
no, you need it in your
assets.
Safe. You need it in your hand is what it is. So go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Use that promo code Church and State.
BH-PM.com. Say it with me. BH-PM.com. Say it with me.
I didn't say it with you.
Say it with me.
No.
BH-PM.com.
Sorry, the libertarian in me took over and I just wasn't going to comply.
You didn't want to do it.
Nope, I'm not going to do it. You can also donate specifically to us, churchandstate.media, where you can actually ensure that we stay on the American Christian Network, something that we love doing. And if you want to get a hold of us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. All right, Gabe, are you ready to go shopping?
Yes, I heard about this new store. Like, it's like, here's the name. Are you ready?
Yes.
Can you put up the image for us?
It's up.
Oh, Biden Mart.
This sounds like something that I would definitely buy a lot
of. I would shop there.
Right? I mean, this is probably like at the scale of dollar store or even
lesser. There's got to be good deals.
Yes, absolutely. So, Gabe, and Chris is going to do this for us, but you can actually go on this. It's Biden-Mart.com, and you can go grocery shopping. So, Gabe, let's do this, okay?
Okay.
Gabe,
can I be the test person?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. We're going shopping, and you got the list. Your wife has made you this list.
Okay.
Some of those things you're going to tell your wife you just forgot because eggplant's on here.
I know what she wants.
Nobody eats eggplant.
No. I actually pick what I'm going to get? Just let me be the texter.
Do it.
Okay. Just starting from the top, we got apples. I'm going to grab those. Chris, go ahead and hit that. I'm going to grab chicken for sure. We're not a big fan of ribeye. Limes.
What?
We got daiquiri night. Gonna need limes. No watermelons. Not into that. It's messy. Brisket for sure. Brisket. A lot of it.
I'll agree with you on the brisket.
Ground beef.
Of course.
Yeah. Great. For sure. Potatoes. Yes. Ice cream. Must have.
Dude, you're shopping at Biden Mart. You have to get ice cream at Biden Mart. Okay.
All yes. Right. Onions. Always. I don't need lemons. I'm okay with that, not having those. Tenderloin. Kind of spendy. I'm trying to save right now. Okay. Skirt steak. That's more my price range right there. So let's grab that. Carrots for sure. Oranges for sure. Milk, definitely. Eggplant, no way. Zucchini, no way. No.
Can we just talk about how gross zucchini is?
I like it for one thing only.
Yeah, zucchini bread.
Yeah.
It's okay. The only way it's edible.
Grapes, definitely. Sugar, yeah, we're going to need a lot of that. Ribs, for sure. You're coming over for ribs?
I'm eating ribs.
Sweet corn, definite. Cheese, yes. Yes to everything else there. Yogurt, pineapple, butter, yes.
Cookies, eggs, coffee, yeah. All the essentials, yeah.
10 pounds of coffee. I wish there was a thing for 10 pounds of coffee. Okay, well, so wait, drum roll. Actually, we don't have a drum
roll. We do have a drum roll.
We do? Okay, here's the price. And show us.
Scroll all the way down, Chris. Boom, under Trump, $80.42. Under Biden, $124.15, a 54.38% increase.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I love this site, Gabe. Because
this site is completely legitimate. Yeah. It is taking the price per pound and of food in the years of Trump and taking them and averaging them. And this is what you get. Our good friend, you know, one of our best friends shared this with us. And this is not a joke, people. This is a wake-up call. This is something, I don't know. What's the website? If everyone wants to...
Biden-mart.com. Now, the source is USA or USDA data, January 2021 and January 2024. So you can see that this was under Trump, under Biden. There's no real agenda here other than showing you
facts.
Under Trump, life was a little bit easier. Things didn't cost as much. So I highly recommend our audience go here. Check this out themselves.
Forward it to your friends.
Yeah.
It's a good laugh, not even a laugh. It's actually a wake-up call.
Forward it to that uncle that won't listen to our show because he thinks Biden is great. And have him explain this.
Yeah.
Like, are you happy with paying more? Because if you are, then vote for Biden. That's what it gets down to.
Yeah, and shrinkflation, of course, big problem, but yeah, things were going really good in America.
And remember, Biden will just tell you, I did that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Tennessee, Gabe, because you know I have a great love for the volunteer state.
We're going to do like a smorgasbord of pictures. We're really going to highlight Ken Ham, one of the greatest brilliant Christian expositors on how creation is a real legitimate scientific study. Those of you, creationism, very easy to explain things like the flood, things like tectonic plate shifting. I got to go to the Ark Encounter experience. This is a picture.
No, that's in Kentucky.
Yes. I traveled 3 hours north of Tennessee on the day of the eclipse, did a live show right outside. Gorgeous day, most of Tennessee, and a lot of the, you know, during the eclipse, of course, in Spokane, it was just like nobody even knew it happened.
Cloudy,
yeah. Most of the country was in clouds, but I lucked out. This here is a undertaking to me. How Noah built this, I don't know, Caleb. There's no hydraulics. So that's crazy.
Go ahead and scroll. Clearly, it was through the God's help.
So this video right here, I want our people to see. One of these things doesn't look like the other. Push play on this.
Go, Jesse.
You they have these miniature dioramas that are really detailed there. Yeah, far left, of course, there's a dinosaur in there. I'm not sure if dinosaurs. This is the images of Noah. The Day of Noah says that there was murdering and there was torture and there was all kinds of evil. Look at that. There's a giant.
Yep.
Murdering people. There's definitely so much violence. That giant is at least 6 feet taller than normal humans in there. I thought that was a really good picture of what could have been. Go ahead, scroll to our next picture. Oh, okay. This is video of the inside. So everybody, check this out.
Go ahead and describe it for our radio audience as well.
Well, I actually talk... Well, no, actually, this is one where I walk through. This is... You can look down, and there was nobody there that day, surprisingly. You can see each of the little stalls where Noah's sons are actually building things, and they're full, like, very detailed, lifelike like wax figures. You can see the big open area here. I really wish I could go full panoramic view, but Caleb, look at the size of those beams.
Yeah. Do you ever think, Gabe, that like maybe like the antelope and the deer, they're like, as they're going into the ark, they're like, this is wild, guys. Noah must really like us because he's only allowing two lions, two tigers, but there's like a dozen of us, guys. We must be the favored creature. You ever wonder that?
No.
No?
Why?
As in they got eaten?
Oh, yeah. Oops. Yeah, they were food.
Yeah.
Well, they hypothesize on how this may have happened. Some people even think that the animals were capable of fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus fasted, but they had all kinds of stuff. This right here, cool video. Watch this. This is Noah. And there's the dove. This is eternal dove. Like if you look up, there's Noah's wife. He's reaching out and releasing the dove to the exterior portion of the boat. Wouldn't it? I don't know.
Yeah. Came back with the olive branch. Yeah.
Yeah. Scroll on to the next one, Chris. Okay, this right here, let's skip. I actually don't want to show that right now. This is our good buddy, Ken Peters. I love him. Patriot Church. I actually got to stay with Ken in Tennessee. This church is phenomenal. I got to do worship there. I'm really glad that the Lord restored a lot of things.
He's got such a great church building with the American flag on it and everything.
You've spoken there.
Yeah, I spoke there last year. But he's got these little cabins that you can actually stay in. It's just a phenomenal area of Tennessee. I mean, we've both been to Western Tennessee. We've been to Nashville. Can we just agree that Eastern Tennessee is so much more beautiful?
It is pretty.
Yeah. We both went up to Gatlinburg. It's great up there.
Here's me with Noah's sons, Ham, Shem, Japheth.
Which one had the Nephilim DNA in him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Next one. Oh, dude. This is a miniature diorama of the Tower of Babel. It's pretty detailed stuff. It was really amazing. Like, and what was cool, there's hardly anybody there. It was great. There was over 8,000 people the weekend before, and then I was there on a Monday. There was only 1,000 people there. I got lucky.
They were all outside looking at the eclipse.
It's just a view all the way from the bottom to the top. Go ahead, keep going. The giant mural of the water coming in. Go ahead and go next. Of course, that's the dove again. Go ahead, next. Oh, dude, I just want to show architecture of Tennessee. Dude, this is just a typical house in an area. It's for sale if you want to buy it. Literally looks like a miniature White House, would you not say?
Yeah, it's incredible. That's something that I so loved about going over to the East Coast, Gabe, is the history there. And obviously with you and I, you know, being such historians with the American Revolution, we love that time period.
So much history.
Yeah. I mean, when you and I went to Andrew Jackson's, Hermitage, it was absolutely incredible. I didn't want to leave there.
Amazing.
So that's where we got our closing statement.
Yeah, this is just Patriot Church, the backside of it. It's beautiful back there. That's where the cabins, if you stay at the cabins, you can overlook that area. Go ahead.
Did you get to hang out with the lightning bugs?
Oh, yes. I finally, for the first time, saw lightning bugs.
That was my first time over there as well.
Crazy experience. Like at night, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful.
Yeah. No, so, I enjoyed Tennessee. Yeah, I just Tennessee. Wanted to share. I'm glad you did.
Enjoy that little collection of stuff.
All right. Let's move to the south. Let's go to Israel.
This is a story that is groundbreaking as far as like what is going on, Caleb. This is disturbing.
Yeah, I found this the other day, and I was deeply disturbed, as you put it. But I do want to start with this. Gabe, you and I have both been to Israel, and we love Israel. We still don't believe in replacement theology. We still believe that there is a very special place with the Lord and the nation of Israel.
And resilient people. They've survived the Holocaust. Yeah, yes. They've survived years and years of actual anti-Semitism that left them in a place where they didn't even have their own nation.
Yes. Now, with that being said, you and I distrust governments, and that includes the government of Israel, which we both know is very, very corrupt.
Yeah, there's really no distinction between, obviously the CIA has their, back channel, black ops. Many people think that Israel has its own version of it.
Well, it's Mossad.
Yes, exactly. You stole my thunder there, but sorry. Mossad is definitely not trustable.
No, and I mean, they believe that Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad agent. I mean, there's a lot of different things, a lot of corruption that have come out of Israel. Well, we came across a story, Gabe, that is just fascinating to me because everybody remembers what kicked off this war. We remember the images of this massive rave, just a few miles away from Gaza, and all of these Hamas fighters literally taking flight.
Jet gliders, or not jet gliders, but actually powered gliders.
Yes, and crying over,
crossing the border,
and then just massacring a number like 1,400 people, and the atrocities that were occurring there, gang rapes of women and then beheading them, taking hostages and parading them through the streets. It was a horrific event, all right? And they used that, and now we're in a war. And this war does not seem to be letting up, Gabe. I mean, we just had Iran attacking Israel. Israel said that they're going to attack back. They won't say how, obviously. But things are heating up in the Middle East.
And whether you believe that it was provocated intentionally or not is kind of irrelevant at this point. We're in the war or they're in the war. And we as Christians need to back Israel as far as praying for them. Doesn't mean we have to agree with how it started or who's in control of it. Guys, that's irrelevant. We always stand with God's people. A lot of you hear that and you think, oh, that's just blind faith. No, there's a promise that's biblical that comes with it. If you stand with Israel, there's a promise that God says, you know, honor that. So I'm not going to get into going off on that path, but Caleb, tell us what, like, there's an uptick in suicides.
Yeah, so there are at least 50 people who have killed themselves after surviving the Nova Festival attack.
What?
This is almost as big of a body count as the Clintons have. This does not add up, Gabe. So you want me to believe that after surviving a horrific attack,
which
that
is
now
a 50, miracle.
50, yeah, a miracle that you survived that at all. And now 50 of you have all committed suicide. And it gets even worse than that. Not only have 50 people committed suicide post-event, but a number of them have also been involuntarily hospitalized at mental wards.
Yeah, I got to read this because this is an article from the Times of Israel. It says right here, at least 10 survivors of the Supernova, that was the name of the concert, festival massacre, have been forcibly hospitalized in psychiatric institutions since October 7th. So they're admitting to it. You know, they're not hiding this. Forcibly put in.
Yeah. So let's just go back to Admiral Byrd for an example for this. Okay. Right. Admiral Byrd, who was a hero, a warrior for the United States. And then he went to Antarctica, and then he went to the Arctic. Now, when he went to Antarctica with a fleet of ships, he was attacked by UFOs. When he went to the Arctic, he said he actually flew into Hollow Earth and met with some large alien race. Ultimately, this individual was put into a mental hospital.
Time out. But you got to give me a heads up before you go there.
Sorry.
Because when you go into that kind of stuff, man, like, we got to preface people, hey,
yeah,
put on the foil.
The foil.
Put on the foil.
But ultimately, he was put in a mental hospital, and he committed suicide by jumping out of a window.
No.
Suicide.
Okay.
Yes.
Admiral Byrd actually, a lot of people mix that up. There, Admiral Byrd didn't commit suicide. We've done this before, so I just want to make sure. There is somebody in the I believe he was the Secretary of State at the time, is the one.
You sure on that?
Yes.
Oh, anyway.
I'll follow up. But the problem is, there is, Admiral Byrd was actually almost dishonorably discharged for the stuff he was saying. Once his journals came out, they did everything but lock him up. But I just want to correct, he did not commit suicide.
All right.
That was Forrestal, somebody by the name of Forrestal. And I can look that up later.
Well, we'll check it out in a little bit. But regardless, my point in bringing all that up is because when somebody sees something that they're not supposed to, oftentimes they either get suicided or they get thrown into a mental hospital. And so when I see a story like this, I start to question things. And that's what I want to bring to the audience. Put your thinking cap on or your conspiracy hat on, whichever one you prefer, and start questioning the official narrative. Look, I believe that there was an attack. I believe that a number of Jewish people were killed by Hamas terrorists in this. But when I read a story like this, I start questioning the official narrative. And I wonder, Gabe, are you in that same camp?
Absolutely. I think they're pushing even an insinuation that the Jewish people are weak, which, you know, you and I have both been there. They're super resilient as a people. I know their strong tie to, like, loving life. And suicide in the Jewish culture is basically damnation. It's like their belief system is like the Catholic Church. You commit suicide, there is no coming back from that. So I'm not very sure. Maybe I would say of those, maybe I would guess 5% are actual suicides. I would be willing to say that the majority of those are assisted suicides. And, you know, I want to push back against, because you'll look up at the, you know, Department of Health or the National Institute of Health or whatever. They will give you all this jargon, Caleb, of surviving mass casualty incidences that you are very prone to suicide. And you and I disagree with that. You were an EMT. You saw death. You saw a bunch of stuff. When people survive something, it actually opens them up. You know, I remember this part in Fight Club where one of the characters puts a gun to a guy's head, almost shoots him, tells him you got to live your life to the fullest. When you survive death, it actually gives you an edge.
I will say this, like I'll tell a personal story here. I remember the first time that I ever had a baby die on me as an EMT. A horrific call. The mother rolled over on the baby while she was sleeping. The baby's head was disformed. I won't get into a lot of the gruesome details on that. But I remember getting off of that call and going home, and I had a baby at home myself. And it was late at night, and the baby was already asleep. But I walked into that room, and I probably sat in that room for an hour or two just staring at my own child. And it gave me such a cause and a reason
to be there,
and to exist, to provide comfort and safety and security for my child.
Seeing that grief firsthand. I remember you told me about that story, hearing her cries. That was the hard part.
It was incredible. I'll never lose that sound from my head. I mean, it's always going to be with me. So yeah, when you survive, now granted there are people who, honestly, for lack of a better word, are a little bit weaker mentally. And so suicides do occur when you survive something like this, that does happen. But it's the number that raises suspicion in my mind. 50 people, and now a number of them as well, have been involuntarily held in mental facilities. I don't believe that this is the case. I think there's more to the story that we don't know about.
I think now, there's going to be stuff coming out.
Yeah. Now, I tried to do some research to find the individual stories or the obituaries of these individuals to see if I could find how they killed themselves. Because if it's a common way and every single one of them is committing suicide in the exact same way, that's even more suspicious. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find that information. Maybe an intrepid audience member can dig a little bit deeper into that. But still, I think the numbers alone are enough to raise suspicion in all of our minds.
Oh, absolutely.
To where we start wondering what actually occurred here. What did these people see? And are some of them being silenced? Because that's not too far-fetched to believe that the government would silence individuals who had conflicting stories, who said, you know, I saw, you know, something else entirely. If it doesn't fit the official narrative, then what's the reason for going to war here?
Yeah, exactly. And we wanted to push back. I thought of what is the typical response to a mass casualty? And one of the oldest mass casualties that has ever occurred is Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And there's some pictures here if we could just put up, just scroll through. It's survival of something so horrific. You would never think this image right here. Check this image out, man. Scroll up just a little bit. That building then and now, you know, that building still exists. The people thrived. Then of course were abruptly halted from thriving. More than 200,000 people lost their lives. Okay. That's a mass casualty instance. Wouldn't you say?
I completely agree. I mean, you can't think of really a greater mass casualty incident than what happened in Japan.
It's unsurmountable loss. We can't even imagine, but look at this city is still more than thriving. If you compare this city to Detroit, it's horrifically sad because Detroit was one of the most booming metropolises, building cars, and Nagasaki and Hiroshima are now thriving, and they've moved on. So if anybody tries to tell you that trauma keeps you down, think about this. The Japanese people, you know, they don't even have Christ. A lot of them are now coming into Christ, but this is just a lie from the pit of hell. When you go through trauma, truly, you do not have to say no to life.
No, I completely agree. All right. One more story that I think we should cover as well, because they're just trying anything and everything, Gabe, to blame anything but the COVID shot.
Yeah, the vax, the right? Schmax.
So we got two stories that I just wanted to briefly touch upon for our audience as we're closing the show. They have new headlines. Number one, that the common cold is actually causing blood clots, Really?
What?
Is this just a new thing that we've just discovered?
What?
Because I think the common cold has been around for a very, very long time. Yes. And I don't remember one of the side effects of the cold being a blood clot. I don't remember having to worry about that. I got the sniffles. I got a cough. Not a blood clot. No. And the other one, which is even more ludicrous, is this headlights. Okay. Now, Gabe, I'm sure you're like me. We both live a little bit more rural. Some of these headlights, especially in the newer cars, are brutal.
Yeah, the LED headlights are insane.
They are, okay? I don't like driving at night and seeing these things. I get completely blinded. But here's a new one for you. The glare of car headlights could be could give you a risk for heart conditions.
What?
Heart conditions. So every time I'm driving and some light flashes in my eyes, I could have a heart attack right there, Gabe. Did you know that?
Where are they getting this?
Well, they're getting this because they're having, more than anything else, having to come up with reasons to explain away all of these sudden deaths that we're seeing all over the place now, right? It can't be the COVID shot. That's what saved us all. That was the world's version of Jesus Christ, was the COVID-19 shot. No, it's not that. What? So let's find other things to blame. Common cold. Yeah, put a check mark on that. Headlights. Sure. Yeah, I think they'll believe it.
They're
headlights. Absolutely.
This LED glare, of course, newer LED headlights are 6,000 lumens, compared to 3,000 for halogen, the old bulb. This LED glare can cause stress that can damage our cardiovascular system, according to research by Karolinska Institute in Sweden. What?
Yeah. Brought to you by Pharma. The stories are just getting more and more ludicrous. It's like you open the news and we stumble on the Onion or the Babylon Bee? What story am I? No. This is MSNBC. This is New York Times. These are the people who are writing these stories. And humanity. The vast majority of people are just believing this. Ah, it's all the headlights' fault. My uncle who died from a heart attack, it was the headlights, I tell you. Somebody should make a law.
They found that glaring headlights could trigger worry changes even in the young, healthy people.
These athletes that have all been dying, just dropping over, it's probably because they were driving to the game and somebody had their lights on, right? No, we're not going to believe this story. I want to bring this to the audience to show you how far they're willing to go in order to cover this up.
Lose you.
Yes, exactly. This is pure propaganda, and it's why the audience continues to come to shows like Church and State, because we're going to dissect this. We're going to bring this information to you, even if we don't know all of the truth and facts behind it, like the Israel story. There's at least enough
to
bring up
some... quick to the Vax Bucks. I know we're ending.
Well, no. This is going to air when it was already over. So,
okay, yeah. Well, I know for sure this. Please go to flynnmovie.com. We have a few tickets left for the Flynn event at 115 East Pacific on Fire Ministries. Just want to hit that one more time. If you haven't got your tickets left, you can meet the general yourself. If you screenshot your ticket purchase, go there, get a ticket. Hurry up. We're running out of seats. Got to get some tickets right now. Screenshot your image, email us, Facebook message us. We can give you a shot to meet the general in person and get a signed book.
Church and State is brought to you in part by Patriot Church.
I am Pastor Gabe, and a calm does not suit me.
I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day, so I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to BH-PM.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to BH.com.
synthetic-pm.com. You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and Steak. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
C-H-U-R-C-H-A-N-D-S-T-A-T-E. That's Church and State. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.